time to bring to you today's message by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. May God bless you as you listen.
Confident that whatever the devil may try, you will see the new year. Let me hear you shout hallelujah. Sweet victory when those who have come to arrest you are reduced to ashes.
O je isegun ti o rewa nigba ti awon ti won wa lati wa mu o ba di iwaju re.
That's what happened when some soldiers came to arrest Elijah.
O jo sele niyi nigba ti awon omo ogun kan wa mu Elijah.
He reduced them to ashes.
O so won de ru.
But it is sweeter still.
Yo tu rewa si bakan na.
If those who have come to arrest you are arrested by you.
Ti awon ti won mu o to ba je pe iwo gan lo mu o.
This is what happened when an army came to arrest Elisha.
Eleyi ni o ti o sele nigba ti awon omo ogun kan wa lati wa mu Elisha.
And he arrested the arresters.
O wa mu ani ti o wa mu ni.
But the sweetest of all victories
ṣugbọn eyi ti o rewa ju ninu gbogbo awon isegun
is when not only do the enemies destroy themselves
ki se wi pe awon ota para won nikan ni
but their wealth becomes yours
ṣugbọn gbogbo oro won wa di tire.
This is what happened
eleyi ni ohun ti o sele
when three kings came to attack Jehoshaphat.
Nigba ti awon oba meta gbimopo lati wa doju ija ko Jehoshaphat.
Not only did they destroy themselves.
Ki se pe won para won ni pakupa nikan ni.
Jehoshaphat spent 3 days collecting the spoil.
Sugbon o gba Jehoshaphat ni odindi ojo meta lati le ko oro ti o ri lara awon ti o ti ku yi.
The Lord told us yesterday
Olorun so fun wa ni ana
that the month of October
we pe osu kewa ti awa nu re yi
is going to be a month of double favor.
Yo je osu oju rere ni iloko meji.
Not only are we going to be victorious
ki se pe a je asegun nikan
but the wealth of the enemy we change hands.
Ṣugbọn oro awon ota yo papoda bo si wa lowo.
So I want you to do what Jehoshaphat did that day.
Mo wa fe ki o se ohun ti Jehoshaphat se lojo yen.
He went to war singing praises unto God.
O lo soju ogun pelu orin iyin si Olorun.
I want you to do the same thing.
Mo fe ki o se ohun kan na.
And suddenly
lojiji
the Almighty God will move on your behalf.
Olorun Olodumare yo si gbaradi yo jide nipa tire lati
ja. Go ahead now and begin to praise the Almighty God.
Tesiwaju lati ma yin Olorun.
Praise the King of Kings.
Eyin oba awon oba.
Praise the Lord of Lords.
Eyin Oluwa awon Oluwa.
Tell him his mercy endureth forever.
So fun wi pe anu re duro lai lai.
Tell him his good.
So fun pe o
dara. Magnify his holy name.
Akẹ́sí pé orúkọ mímọ rẹ̀ ga.
Praise him like you have never done before.
Yìí ju gbogbo bí o ti yìn rí lọ.
Go to battle today praising him.
Ẹ lọ sí ojú ogun lónìí pẹ̀lú ìyìn lẹ́nu yín.
In Jesus' mighty name we worship.
Ní orúkọ ńlá Jésù ni a jọ́sìn.
There are some problems that no government can solve.
Àwọn ìṣòro kan wà tó jẹ́ pé kò sí ìjọba kí ìjọba tí ó lè ṣe sọ wọ́n di pẹ̀tẹ́lẹ̀.
Only God can solve all problems.
Ọlọ́run nìkan ló lè sọ gbogbo ìṣòro di pẹ̀tẹ́lẹ̀.
Let's lift Nigeria to God.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí a ké pe Ọlọ́run lórí orílẹ̀-èdè Nigeria.
I say, Father,
pé bàbá,
solve the problems of Nigeria.
Sọ gbogbo ìṣòro orílẹ̀-èdè Nigeria di pẹ̀tẹ́lẹ̀.
Let's talk to the Almighty God.
Ẹ jẹ́ bá Ọlọ́run sọ̀rọ̀.
Solve the problems of this nation. Almighty God,
Ọlọ́run Olódùmarè,
what no man can do, you can do.
Ohun tí ẹnikẹ́ni ò lè ṣe, ìwọ Ọlọ́run lè ṣe.
Please solve the problems of Nigeria. Jọwọ,
sọ gbogbo ìṣòro orílẹ̀-èdè yìí di pẹ̀tẹ́lẹ̀.
Solve the problems of Nigeria.
Sọ gbogbo ìṣòro orílẹ̀-èdè Nigeria di pẹ̀tẹ́lẹ̀.
What no man can do, you can do it, Lord.
Ohun tí ìwọ Ọlọ́run lè ṣe ni Olúwa.
Help us.
Ràn wá lọ́wọ́.
Solve the problems of this nation.
Sọ gbogbo ìṣòro orílẹ̀-èdè yìí di pẹ̀tẹ́lẹ̀.
Solve the problems of this nation.
Sọ gbogbo ìṣòro orílẹ̀-èdè yìí di pẹ̀tẹ́lẹ̀.
Lord God Almighty, solve all the problems of this nation.
Bàbá, ẹ sọ gbogbo ìṣòro wọ̀nyí di pẹ̀tẹ́lẹ̀.
Solve the problems of this nation. Almighty God, solve the problems of this nation. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Ní orúkọ ńlá Jésù ní àgbàdúrà.
It is written.
Àti kọ pé.
He sent his word.
Ó rán ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀.
And he healed them.
Ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀ sì mú wọn láradá.
And delivered them from all their destructions.
Ó sì gbà wọ́n lọ́wọ́ gbogbo ìparun wọn.
Lift your voice to God.
Ẹ gbé ohùn yín sókè sí Ọlọ́run.
I say, Father.
Wípé bàbá.
Speak to me tonight.
Sọ bá mi sọ̀rọ̀ lónìí.
Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God.
Bá Ọlọ́run sọ̀rọ̀.
Send your word to me tonight.
Olúwa, rán ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ sí mi ní alẹ́ yìí.
Speak to me tonight.
Bá mi sọ̀rọ̀ Olúwa.
Speak to me tonight.
Olúwa, bá mi sọ̀rọ̀ lálẹ́ yìí.
He sent his word and he healed them.
Ó rán ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ sì mú wọn láradá.
And delivered them from all their destructions.
Ó sì gbà wọ́n lọ́wọ́ gbogbo ìparun wọn.
Lord, speak to me tonight.
Olúwa, bá mi sọ̀rọ̀ ní alẹ́ yìí.
Send your word to me tonight.
Rán ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ sí mi.
Let me hear from you tonight.
Then gbọ́ láti ọ̀dọ̀ rẹ wá Olúwa.
Let me hear from you tonight.
Then gbọ́ kí o bá mi sọ̀rọ̀ Olúwa.
Let me hear from you tonight. Mighty God, send your word to me tonight and heal me. Send your word and deliver me. Send your word. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Ní orúkọ ńlá Jésù ní àgbàdúrà.
It is written.
Akọ̀wípé.
That every plant my father did not plant shall be uprooted.
Gbogbo igi kíngi tí bàbá mi ò gbà gbìn ni a ò fà tu.
Lift your voice to God.
Gbé ohùn rẹ sókè sí Ọlọ́run.
I say, Father.
Wípé bàbá.
Every stranger in my body.
Gbogbo àwọn àjèjì kájèjì nínú ara mi.
In my soul, in my spirit.
Nínú ọkàn mi àti nínú ẹ̀mí mi.
In my home.
Nínú ìdílé mi.
In my business.
Tàbí nínú okòwò mi.
In your church.
Nínú ìjọ rẹ.
Uproot them, O Lord.
Olúwa, fà wọ́n tu.
Come on, talk to the Almighty.
Báwo Ọlọ́run sọ̀rọ̀.
Every stranger. Every plant you did not plant.
Gbogbo igi tí ìwọ Ọlọ́run ò bá gbìn.
In my body, in my soul, in my spirit. In my home. In my family, in your church, in my finances, Lord, every plant you did not plant, uproot them, Lord. Let them be uprooted. Every agent of the devil, hibernating in anywhere, every sphere of my life, uproot them, Lord. Every stranger, uproot them, Lord. Without a single exception, uproot them, my Father, my God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen. ni oruko nla Jesu ni agbadura.
It is written,
akọ wi pe,
that my God shall supply all my needs.
Ọlọ́run mi yóò pèsè fún gbogbo àìní mi.
According to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí ọrọ̀ rẹ̀ nínú ògo Kristi.
Lift your voice to the Almighty.
Gbé òrẹ́ sókè sí Ọlọ́run Olódùmarè.
I say, Father.
Pé bàbá.
Everything I need to succeed in life.
Ohun gbogbo tí mo nílò láti ṣe oríire nínú ayé yìí.
Supply tonight.
Olúwa fún mi ní òní.
Go ahead, talk to the Almighty.
Bá Ọlọ́run sọ̀rọ̀.
Everything I need to succeed in life.
Gbogbo tí mo nílò láti ṣe àṣeyọrí.
Everything I need, Lord God Almighty, to make it in life. Supply tonight. Supply tonight. Supply tonight. Supply tonight. Everything I need to succeed in life.
Prayed.
It is written,
I call we pay.
Promotion does not come from the east or from the west.
Ìgbéga kò wá láti ìlà oòrùn tàbí ìwọ oòrùn.
Not from the south.
Tàbí láti gúúsù.
But God is the judge.
Ṣùgbọ́n Ọlọ́run ni olùdájọ́.
He lifts up one.
A gbé ẹnìkan sókè.
And put down another.
A sì rẹ ẹlòmíràn sílẹ̀.
Lift your voice to him.
Bá Ọlọ́run sọ̀rọ̀.
Father.
Bàbá.
Lift me up.
Gbé orí mi sókè.
Go ahead, talk to the Almighty.
Bá Ọlọ́run Olódùmarè sọ̀rọ̀.
Lift me up, Daddy, lift me up.
Olúwa gbé mi ga.
Take me to the mountain top.
Olúwa gbé mi lọ sí ibi òkè téńté.
Lift me up, lift me up, lift me up. You are the one who can lift up a beggar from the dunghill and set him among princes. Lift me up, Lord, lift me up. Almighty God, lift me up. Lift me up, let me stand. Lift me up. Ramboko rundere moko shindere makapendere moko shindere. Lift me up, Daddy. Lift me up. Lift me up. Lift me up. Lift me up. Ramoko shiki rendra mahike kinde rimaka shoko tundra mahike kanta. Ramama mahike kiro moko rumde ramoko shiki rambako tundra. Lift me up. Kanda romoko rumde remahike kiro moko shiki rematanga. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen. Ni oruko la Jesu ni agbadura.
It is written,
I call we pay.
I can do all things.
Emi le se ohun gbogbo.
Through Christ which strengtheneth me.
Nipa Kristi eni ti o fi agbara fun mi.
Lift your voice to God.
Ba Olorun soro nisisiyi.
Say, Father.
We pay baba.
The strength that I need.
Okun na ti mo nilo.
The power that I need.
Agbara ti mo nilo.
To serve you.
Lati sin o.
To heal the sick.
Lati wo alaisan so.
To cast out demons.
Lati le awon emi esu
dadi. To raise the dead.
Lati gbe re awon gbe awon oku dide.
Give to me tonight.
Oluwa before me ni.
Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God.
Ba Olorun Olodumare soro.
The power that I need to serve you.
Agbara ti mo nilo lati sin o.
To do your will.
Lati le se ohun gbogbo.
To heal the sick.
Lati le wo alaisan
so. To cast out demons.
Lati le awon emi esu dade.
To raise the dead.
Ati lati le ji oku dide.
To win souls.
Lati le jere okan.
Give to me tonight.
Baba fi fun mi ni ale yi.
Give to me tonight. Give to me tonight. Give to me tonight. Rambo korunde re mashaka tonda. Jinde re mokorunde re mahike firu mokoshata. The power that I need to do your will, to win souls by the millions, to heal the sick, to cast out demons, to raise the dead, to live holy. every power that I need, Lord, the strength that I need, release to me tonight, that your name might be glorified. Thank you, Daddy. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want you to lift your voice to the Almighty God.
I
say, Father, this year is ending. Remember me. Remember me. Talk to the Almighty God. This year is ending. Remember me, O Lord. Remember me. Please remember me, Lord. This year is ending. Remember me, Lord. Remember me. Remember me. Oh, Lord God Almighty, before this year is over, give me cause to rejoice. Remember me, remember me, remember me. Remember me this year of open doors. Remember me, O Lord. Before this year ends, Lord, remember me. Almighty God, remember me. King of glory, remember me. Unchangeable Lord, remember me. Remember me. Remember me, Lord. Remember me. Remember me, my Father, my God. Remember me. King of glory, remember me. Remember me. Father, remember me. Before this year runs to an end, remember me. Remember me, Lord. Please remember me. Unchangeable changer, remember me. Remember me. Before this year runs to an end, remember me, Lord. Remember me, King of glory, remember me. Remember me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Ni oruko nla Jesu ni agbadura.
Lift your voice to him and say, Father,
Baba,
I'm not dictating to you.
Ki se pe mo npa alase fun o.
All I'm asking,
ohun ti mo nbere,
is that you glorify your name in my life.
O ni fe ki o se ara re logo
ninu aye mi. Glorify your name.
Sa ti se ara re logo ni
ninu aye mi. In my life, I'm not dictating to you. All I'm asking, just glorify your name in my life. Glorify your name in my life, Almighty God. Glorify your name. That's all I'm asking for. And to glorify your name in my life. Almighty God, glorify your name in my life. Ancient of days, glorify your name in my life. That's all I'm asking for. Glorify your name. Glorify your name. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Ni oruko nla Jesu ni agbadura.
The word of God says,
Oro Olorun wi pe,
if you shall ask anything in my name,
ti eyin ba bere onko ni oruko mi,
I will do it.
Emi o se.
That's the promise of the one whose name is the truth.
Eyin ni ileri eni ti je otito.
Someone who can never lie.
Eni ti ko le paro.
That's the promise of someone who says all power in heaven and on earth belong to me.
Eyin ni ileri ti eni na se ti o so wi pe gbogbo agbara ni orun ati ni aye la fi fun mi.
That's the promise of someone who can never fail.
Eyin ni ileri eni na ti ko le jani kule.
That's the promise of the one who is the Lord of hosts.
Eyin ni ileri eni na ti se Olorun awon ogun.
The one who had never lost a battle.
Eni ti ko fi igba kankan padanu okun kogun ri.
Go to him now.
Tell Lord,
and listen, tell him what you want from him. Open your heart to him. Pour out your request before the Almighty. Go ahead, talk to him now. Make your own individual request known to him. He cannot lie. He cannot fail. He has never lost a battle. Call on him.
Ba soro.
Tell him what you want.
Ba so ohun ti o fe.
Pour out your heart before him.
Ti oko re paya si.
Let's begin to bring our prayers to a close.
Aje ki a bere si ni ma mu adura wa si pari.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Ni oruko nla Jesu ni agbadura.
Finally, I want you to join your hands with your neighbor.
Ni akoto mo fe ki o di owo pelu eni ti o wa legbe re.
The Bible says you are to love your neighbor like yourself.
Bibeli so wi pe ki o fere eni keji re gege bi ara re.
Pray for the fellow you are holding.
Gbadura fun eni na ti o di owo re mu ni.
Say, Father,
wi pe Baba,
everything that this your child needs.
Ohun gbogbo ti omo re yi nilo
to make his joy or her joyful.
Ki ayo re ki o le fi fun.
Release to him or her.
Oluwa fi fun ni oni.
Go ahead, talk to the Almighty.
Ba Olorun soro.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Ni oruko nla Jesu ni agbadura.
Let's go on our knees before.
Eje ki a wole lori ekun wa.
The only one who can perform wonders.
Ni waju eni na to le se ise iyanu.
Let's worship him one more time.
Ki a si josin fun.
Angels are singing.
You are holy, O Lord.
Singing.
You are holy, O Lord.
Angels are singing, Papa. Thank you, Father. Eternal Rock of Ages, we bless your holy name. King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the I am that I am, the Ancient of Days, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending. Your name is wonderful. Your name is wonderful. Your name is Counselor. You are the mighty God. You are the everlasting Father. You are the Prince of Peace. You are the Rock of Ages. You are the way, the truth, and the life. You are the I am that I am. You are the bright and morning star. You are the Lion of the tribe of Judah. You are the King that is coming again. Glory be to your holy name. Glory be to your holy name. Thank you for January. Thank you for February. Thank you for March. Thank you for April. Thank you for May. Thank you for June. Thank you for July. Thank you for August. Thank you for September. Thank you for October. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Tonight, reveal yourself. Send your word. Save soul tonight. Heal tonight. Deliver tonight. Set free tonight. Solve our problems tonight. Solve the problem of our families tonight. Solve the problems of Nigeria tonight. Solve the problem of your church tonight. Revive us, O Lord. Draw us close to yourself. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Let somebody shout hallelujah.
That
God is going to surprise me tonight. God is going to surprise me tonight. And then you may be seated. God bless you. Today we want to talk about open doors to dominion.
Ni ashale ya fe soro nipa ilekun ti o si si ise ijoba.
Genesis chapter 1.
Genesis orikini.
I'm reading from verse 26 to 28.
Lati ese ikerin dilogbon de ikejidini ogbon.
Genesis 1, 26 to 28.
Genesis orikini ese ikerin dilogbon de ikejidini ogbon.
Genesis 1, 26 to 28.
Genesis orikini ese ikerin dilogbon de ikejidini ogbon.
And God said. Who said?
Talo wipe o, talo soro.
Is it Pastor Adeboye who said?
Se Oluso Agbonto Adeboye lo soro bi.
And God said,
Olorun si wipe,
let us make man in our image.
Je ki a da eniyan le aworan ara wa.
After our likeness.
Gege bi iri wa.
And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea.
Je ki won si ki o si joba lori eja okun.
And over the fowl of the air,
ati lori eye oju orun,
and over the cattle,
ati lori eranko,
and over all the earth,
ati lori gbogbo ile,
and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth,
ati lori ohun gbogbo ti rako lori ile.
So God created man in his own image.
Ben ni Olorun da eniyan le aworan ara re.
In the image of God created he him.
Le aworan Olorun le o da.
Male and female created he them.
Ati akọ ati abo le o da won.
And God blessed them.
Olorun si sure fun won.
God is going to bless somebody here today.
Olorun a sure fun enikan ni ilale yi.
And God said unto them,
Olorun si wi fun won pe,
be fruitful and multiply.
E ma bi si ki e si ma re si.
And replenish the earth.
Ki e si bile.
And subdue it.
Ki e si se ikawo re.
And have dominion over the fish of the sea.
Ki e si ma joba lori eja okun.
And over the fowl of the air.
Ati lori eye oju orun.
And over every living thing that moveth upon the earth.
Ati lori ohun alaye gbogbo tin rako lori ile.
Look at verse 28 again.
Mo fe ki awo ese keji dilogbon lekan si.
And God blessed them.
Olorun sure fun won.
In my own Bible there's a comma there.
Ninu Bibeli temi a fi ami comma si.
Is it in yours?
Ise wa ninu tire bi.
That means the blessing ended there.
Eyi tumo si wi pe ibukun yen pari sibe.
What followed after that?
It's
not just an ordinary blessing.
It's a
command. God bless them, comma.
Olorun sure fun won pelu ami idanuduro die.
After he blessed them, he now said unto them.
Leyin ti o bukun fun won tan, o wa so fun won.
Be fruitful and multiply.
Emma bisi ki esi ma re si.
It's a command.
Oje ase.
That is why I can assure those of you who are trusting God for the fruit of the womb, your belly will obey God.
Eyi ni mo fi n da yin loju eyin won ni ti o wo ju Olorun fun ibisi ati re si wi pe ile omo yin yo gboro si Olorun lenu.
Because God commanded.
Nitori ti Olorun pa lase.
Be fruitful.
Ki e ma bi si.
It's a command.
Ase ni.
And multiply.
Ki e si ma re si.
Not decrease.
Ki se pe ki e dinku.
It's a command.
Ase Olorun ni.
That's why there is someone here today.
Idi ni yi ti enikan fi wa ni ni ale yi.
You are little now. But we are going to be great. That's why it is written. Even though your beginning may be small, your end shall greatly increase. Who is God talking to?
Daniel Basaro.
I didn't hear your amen then.
Amen.
And then he went further to command.
Lẹ́yìn náà ni ó tún tẹ̀síwájú láti pa àṣẹ.
And have dominion.
Ipe ki e ma se ikawo, ki e ma joba.
After he had said, replenish the earth, subdue it, he said, have dominion.
Lẹ́yìn tí ó ti sọ fún wọn pé kí wọ́n máa bí sí wọn rẹ̀ sí kí wọ́n sì máa ṣe ìkáwọ́ rẹ̀, ó wá sọ fún wọn pé kí wọ́n máa jọba.
Tell your neighbor, I'm going to have dominion.
Sọ fún ẹni tó wà lẹ́gbẹ̀ẹ́ rẹ̀ pé èmi yóò jọba.
Whether the devil likes it or not, I will have dominion.
Bí Sátani fẹ́, bí Sátani kọ̀, èmi yóò ní ìjọba.
Because it is a command.
Nítorí ó jẹ́ àṣẹ Ọlọ́run.
From the Almighty God.
Láti Ọlọ́run Olódùmarè.
Many of us sigh away from the word dominion.
Ọ̀pọ̀ nínú wa ni ó máa ń dàbí pé ojú máa ń tì wá nípa ọ̀rọ̀ ìjọba yìí.
Because we misunderstand the word.
Nítorí pé kò òye rẹ̀ òye wa tó.
Because we think that to have dominion is to oppress.
Nítorí pé a rò wípé bóyá láti máa jọba túmọ̀ sí láti máa jẹ gàba lórí ẹlòmíràn.
To push down.
Tàbí láti máa rẹ ẹlòmíràn sílẹ̀ pẹ̀lú ipá.
That's not dominion.
Èyí ò kìí ṣe ìjọba.
To have dominion simply means to be in charge.
Láti jọba túmọ̀ sí pé kí a jẹ́ olùdarí.
Like the captain of a team.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí ọ̀gá àwọn ẹgbẹ́ agbábọ́ọ̀lù kan.
The captain of my team does not have to be cruel to me.
Ẹni tí ó jẹ́ olùdarí àjọ wa kò ní láti jẹ́ ẹni tí ó òkun roro ènìyàn.
I have dominion over my driver, for example.
Mo ní àṣẹ ìjọba lórí awakọ̀ mi fún àpẹẹrẹ.
But we are friends.
Ṣùgbọ́n ọ̀rẹ́ ni wa.
We don't fight.
Àìjà.
I don't beat him.
N ò ná rí.
I don't threaten him.
bẹ́ẹ̀ni o sì dá àyàjá.
As a matter of fact, we discuss, we relate one on one.
Bí nítòótọ́ a máa ń fikùn lukùn láti fomi joro ọ̀rọ̀ jomi toro ọ̀rọ̀.
I will tell him.
Màá sọ fún.
I have a program in Lagos.
Wípé mo ní ìpàdé kan ní Èkó.
At 11 a.m.
Láago mọ́kànlá.
At such and such a place.
Níbi báyìí báyìí.
I want to be there 15 minutes before time.
Mo fẹ́ débẹ̀ kí ìṣẹ́jú mẹ́ẹ̀dógún kí a pọn mọ́kànlá yìí tó lù.
Then I turn to him and say.
Màá sì sọ fún un wípé.
I tell him, I want to be at such and such a place at such and such a time.
Màá sọ fún wọn wípé a ní láti débi báyìí báyìí ní àkókò báyìí.
Then I turn to him and say.
Màá tún wá sọ fún un pé.
Màá dojúkọ bàbí pé.
Màá béèrè lọ́wọ́ wọn wípé.
When should we leave home?
Ìgbà wo la máa kúrò nílé?
And then he makes a suggestion.
Wọ́n á sì wá fún mi ní ìmọ̀ràn.
And whenever he says we should leave home, it's when we leave home.
Ìgbà tán bá ní a kúrò nílé, la á kúrò nílé.
So we are workers together.
Nítorí náà a jẹ́ àjùmọ̀ ṣiṣẹ́ pọ̀.
But I don't beg him before we leave.
Ṣùgbọ́n mi ò ní láti bẹ̀ wọ́n ká tó kúrò nílé.
I don't prostrate. I say, please, my driver, you must take me to Lagos.
Mo ò nílò láti dọ̀bálẹ̀ wípé ẹjọ́ wa wakọ̀ mi ẹjá lọ Èkó.
Because I have dominion.
Nítorí mo ní ìjọba.
So to have dominion does not mean to oppress.
Láti máa jọba kò túmọ̀ sí pé láti máa jẹ gàba lórí ẹlòmíràn.
It simply means to be in charge.
Ó túmọ̀ sí pé kí a máa ṣe olùdarí.
And you know what?
Ǹjẹ́ a mọ̀?
Whoever is not in control will be controlled.
Ẹni tí kò bá jẹ́ olùdarí, ó jẹ́ ẹni tí à ń darí.
And from tonight onward now, sickness will never control somebody again.
Láti òní lọ, àìsàn òní máa darí rẹ mọ́ ní orúkọ Jésù.
Now, the one who is going to be in control.
Ẹni náà tí yóò jẹ́ olùdarí.
The one who is going to rule.
Ẹni náà tí yóò máa jọba.
Must first and foremost learn to control himself.
Ó ní láti kọ́kọ́ kọ́ bí a ti ń kó ara ẹni ní ìjánu.
Because we want to talk about a very important topic tonight. Open doors to dominion.
Nítorí à ń sọ̀rọ̀ ní alẹ́ yìí nípa lórí àkòrí tí ó ṣe pàtàkì tí ó jẹ́ ilẹ̀kùn ṣíṣí sí ìjọba.
God is about to open the door to dominion to someone.
Amen. Ọlọ́run ti fẹ́ ṣílẹ̀kùn àti jọba fún ẹnìkan.
But the one who is going to be in charge, the one who is going to be in control, must first and foremost learn to control who?
Himself. Ẹni náà tí yóò máa darí, tí yóò máa jọba, ó ní láti kọ́kọ́ kọ́ bí a ṣe kóra ẹni ní ìjánu.
Proverbs 16 verse 32.
Ìwé òwe orí kẹrìndínlógún ẹsẹ̀ kẹta kejìlénígbọ̀n.
Proverbs 16:32.
Ìwé òwe orí kẹrìndínlógún ẹsẹ̀ kejìlénígbọ̀n.
Says he that is slow to anger is better than the mighty.
Ẹni tí.
The one who can control himself is the one who can have dominion.
Ẹni tí ó lè ṣe àkóso ara rẹ̀, òun náà ni ẹni náà tí ó lè jọba.
If you read the story in Luke chapter 7.
Tí o bá ka ìtàn tí ó wà nínú ìwé Luke orí keje.
From verse 1 to 10.
Láti ẹsẹ̀ kìíní dé ìkẹwàá.
Luke 7 from verse 1 to 10.
Ìwé Luke orí keje ẹsẹ̀ kìíní dé ìkẹwàá.
When the centurion came to Jesus.
Nígbà tí balógun ọ̀run wá sí ọ̀dọ̀ Jésù.
Asking him to come and heal, to help him heal his servant.
Nígbà tí ó sọ fún pé kí ó bá ń wo ọmọ ìránṣẹ́ rẹ̀ sàn.
And Jesus said, I will come and heal him.
Jésù wípé màá wà láti wá wò ó sàn.
He said, no, you don't need to come.
Ó wá sọ fún pé rárá o, nílò láti wà.
Just speak the word.
Ṣé àti rán ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ.
He said, because I also am under authority.
Ó torí pé èmi pàápàá wà lábẹ́ ìṣàkóso.
I have soldiers under me.
Mo sì ní àwọn ọmọ ogun lẹ́yìn mi.
I have dominion over these soldiers.
Mo ní ìjọba lórí wọn.
When I ask one to go, he goes.
Nígbà tí mo bá wí fún ọ̀kan pé kí ó lọ, a sì lọ.
When I ask another to come, he comes.
Àti fún òmíràn pé kí ó wá, a sì wá.
Because.
Nítorí pé.
I myself, I have someone I obey.
Èmi pàápàá ní ẹni tí ó ń ṣe èyí fún mi.
The one who is going to have authority must be under authority.
Ẹni náà tí yóò jẹ́ aláṣẹ, ó ní láti wà lábẹ́ àṣẹ.
And the bigger the authority you exercise, the more obedient you must be to the one who gave you that authority.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ sì ni, bí àṣẹ àti agbára tí a fún ọ bá ṣe pọ̀ tó, bẹ́ẹ̀ ni o ní láti gbọ́ràn sí ẹni náà tó fi fún ọ tó.
The bigger the car, the bigger the brake system.
Bí ọkọ̀ bá ṣe tóbi tó, bẹ́ẹ̀ ni ìjánu rẹ̀ àti ìdákọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀ á tóbi tó.
The grace,
orí ọ̀fẹ́,
to control yourself.
Láti lè ṣe àkóso ara rẹ.
The grace to control your tongue.
Orí ọ̀fẹ́ láti ṣe ìṣàkóso ahọ́n rẹ.
To control your stomach.
Àti láti ṣe ìṣàkóso ikùn rẹ.
To control your sex drive.
Àti láti ṣe ìṣàkóso ohun ìbánilò rẹ.
May the Almighty God give to you tonight in Jesus' name.
Ọlọ́run Olódùmarè fún ọ ní òní ní orúkọ Jésù.
Open doors to dominion.
Ìṣílẹ̀kùn sí ìjọba.
The word of God made it clear.
Ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run mú kí ó yé wa.
That he who is not in control shall be controlled.
Wípé ẹni náà tí kò bá ṣe àkóso, a máa ṣe àkóso ayé rẹ̀.
He who is not in dominion will be dominated.
Ẹni náà tí kò bá jọba, a jọba lé lórí.
And when you go to the scriptures,
nígbà tí o bá lọ sínú Bíbélì,
you will find that the strong dominates the weak.
Wà á rí i pé alágbára ló ń jọba lórí aláìlágbára.
1 Samuel chapter 17.
Ìwé Samueli kìíní orí kẹtàdínlógún.
Verse 4 to 11.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹrin dé ìkọkànlá.
1 Samuel 17.
Ìwé Samueli kìíní orí kẹtàdínlógún.
Verse 4 to 11.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹrin dé ìkọkànlá.
And verse 24.
Àti ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹrìnlélógún.
The Bible tells us.
Bíbélì wí pé.
That when Goliath stood before the children of Israel. When Goliath stood.
Nígbà tí Goliath dúró níwájú àwọn ọmọ Israeli.
And he challenged them to battle.
Tí ó sì pè wọ́n níjà.
They ran.
Wọ́n fèrè gé.
One single strong man.
Akíkanjú kan ṣoṣo.
Put a whole army to flight.
Ó sì domi ojú sí ọkàn gbogbo àwọn ọmọ ogun Israeli.
That is why tonight.
Ìdí nìyí tó jẹ́ pé ní alẹ́ yìí.
Every form of weakness in you shall be destroyed.
Gbogbo àìlágbára àti àìlókun nínú ayé rẹ ni Ọlọ́run yóò parun.
The rich dominates the poor.
Àwọn olówó wọn máa jọba lórí àwọn tálákà.
Proverbs 22 verse 7.
Ìwé òwe orí kejìlélógún ẹsẹ̀ keje.
Proverbs 22 verse 7.
Ìwé òwe orí kejìlélógún ẹsẹ̀ keje.
It says the rich ruleth over the poor.
Wípé Ọlọ́run ṣe olórí olùpọ́njú.
And the borrower is a servant to the lender.
Àti ajigbèsè sì jẹ́ ìránṣẹ́ fún onígbèsè.
That is why wise people don't borrow.
Ìdí nìyí tí àwọn ọlọ́gbọ́n ènìyàn kì í fi yáwó.
That's why they live within their means.
Ìdí nìyí tí wọ́n fi ń gbé ní ibi tí wọ́n fi jẹ́ ẹlẹ́wà aṣàpọ́n.
I'm praying for you tonight.
Mo ń gbàdúrà fún ọ ní alẹ́ yìí.
Number one.
Ní àkọ́kọ́.
Every debt you owe now.
Gbogbo gbèsè kí gbèsè tí o jẹ nísinsìnyí yìí.
My father will help you pay in Jesus' name.
Bàbá mi yóò mú ọ san ní orúkọ Jésù.
Number two.
Èkejì.
In the name that's above every other name.
Ní orúkọ tí ó ju gbogbo orúkọ lọ.
You will never borrow again.
Oh, ní yáwó mọ́.
Number three.
Lẹ́ẹ̀kẹta.
Because the Almighty God lives.
Nítorí tí Ọlọ́run Olódùmarè ń bẹ láàyè.
And he's your father.
Tó sì jẹ́ bàbá rẹ.
You will not die poor.
Oh, ní kú ní òtòṣì.
If you like, say amen to that one.
Báwo wọ́n ṣe àmì.
The strong dominates the weak.
Alágbára ló máa ń jọba lórí àwọn aláìlágbára.
The rich dominates the poor.
Ọlọ́run a sì máa jọba lórí tálákà.
And the wise dominates the fool.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ ni àwọn ọlọ́gbọ́n a máa jọba lórí àwọn òmùgọ̀.
Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 16.
Iwe oniwaasu ori kesan ese kenidinlogun.
Ecclesiastes 9 verse 16.
Oniwaasu ori kesan ese kenidinlogun.
The Bible says wisdom is better than strength.
Bibeli so wi pe agbara sanju ogbon sanju agbara lo.
Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 19.
Iwe oniwaasu ori keje ese kokandinlogun.
Ecclesiastes 7 verse 19.
Iwe oniwaasu ori keje ese kokandinlogun.
Bible says one wise man is better than 10 mighty men.
Bibeli so wi pe ogbon mu ologbon lara ju eniyan alagbara mewa lo.
Proverbs chapter 9 verse 17.
Iwe owe ori kesan ese ketadinlogun.
Proverbs 9 verse 17.
Iwe owe ori kesan ese ketadinlogun.
The Bible says the wise man is greater than the king of fools.
Bibeli so wi pe ologbon dara ju oba awon omugan lo.
By the special grace of God, if Jesus tarries.
Nipa ore ofe Olorun bi Jesu Kristi ba fa bibo re seyin.
Next month we will be talking about open doors to wisdom.
A o ma soro nipa ilekun si sisi ogbon.
Because next month Holy Ghost service is going to be dedicated to the Redeemer's University.
Amen. Nitori isin emi mimo ti osu to nbo, a o si jowo re fun ile iwe university ti ijo yi.
A wise man
ologbon kan
dominates the foolish.
Oh no man joba lori awon asiwere.
No matter how strong.
Ko ni fi se bi o se kere to.
The elders have a saying.
Awon agba ma so ba wi pe
wise man
ologbon eniyan,
why are you not laboring?
Kilo de ti o ma se jagidi jagbon ma se wahala.
He said the labor of the foolish, who will eat it?
O wa so wi pe gbogbo wahala ti awon olosa asiwere nse tani yo jero re.
From tonight onward,
lati oni lo,
you will not labor for somebody else to eat.
Oh, ni se lahala fun elomiran lati je.
And then the spiritual controls the physical.
Besi ni ohun ti emi a ma joba lori ohun ti ara.
The spiritual controls the physical.
Ohun temi lo njoba lori ti ara.
In Exodus chapter 14,
ninu iwe Exodus ori ikerinla.
Thank you, Father.
Ashe Baba.
The Lord said there's someone here tonight.
Bibeli Olorun so pe enikan wa ni ni ale yi.
This month you will enjoy multiple favors.
Ninu osu yi wa gbadun oju rere ni iloko iloko.
That must be me, no doubt about it.
Itan Adeboye Olorun ba soro yi.
Exodus 14 verse 21 to 28.
Iwe Exodus ori kerinla ese kokanlelogun de kejidinlogbon.
Moses lifted up his hands.
Moses gbe owo re soke.
And the wind of the Holy Spirit began to blow.
Besi ni afefe lile ila orun si bere si ni fe.
And created a path in the Red Sea.
O si pin okun niya.
Tonight,
ni ale yi,
the Red Sea will open for someone here.
Okun omi okun yo pin ya fun o.
He lifted up his hand again.
O tun gbe owo re soke lekan si.
And the sea came back upon all the enemies of Israel.
Be si ni omi okun yi pada wa lati gori gbogbo awon ota Israeli.
Those of you who were here during the March special Holy Ghost service.
Iye eyin te wa ni ninu isin ti osu keta.
God has us to do something special.
Olorun so pe ki a se nkan ti o yato.
Ask us to lift up the rod on Friday to open the sea to the people who are present.
Lati mu ki omi okun ki o la fun awon ti o wa ni yin.
And to lift it up again on Saturday.
O si ni pe ki a tun na soke ni ojo Saturday.
To close the sea upon their enemies.
Lati mu ki omi na ki o le pa po bo si po ru awon ota wa.
Some people thought it was a joke.
Awon miran ro wi pe awada ni.
But I had a testimony among several others.
Sugbon mo gbo eri enikan laarin awon ogoro eri.
He had been asking something from the government for a long time.
O ti n bebe fun ohun kan lati odo ijoba fun opolopo ojo.
They refused to give to him.
Won ko jale.
He came to that Holy Ghost service.
O wa CBS mimo isin emi mimo yi.
By the time he got back on Monday,
nigba to ma pada debe ni ojo Monday,
they had already given him approval.
Won ti fi otete.
As if that was not enough.
Bi eni pe eleyi o ti to.
On that Saturday when we were lifting the rod,
ni ojo Saturday na ti agbe opa na soke.
Those who are seniors in his place of work.
Gbogbo awon ti won ju lo ni bi ise re.
Head a meeting.
Won se ipade.
About how they were going to destroy him.
Wi pe won parun.
Only one fellow did not attend that meeting.
Any consultation you lost him ipade yi.
He was invited but he didn't go.
Won pe sugbon ko lo.
Because he's a Christian.
Nitori o je omo Olorun.
By the end of that week,
nigba ti ose na ma pari,
all those who attended that meeting had been sacked.
Gbogbo awon ti won se ipade yen pata lati daduro.
I decree again tonight,
mo ti palase ni ale yi,
in the name that's above every other name,
ni oruko na ti o ju gbogbo oruko lo,
the rest will open unto you.
O ki o kun pupa yo la fun o,
and it will close on your enemies.
In
Joshua chapter 10,
Ninive Joshua ori kewa,
verse 12 to 14.
Ese kejila de ikenila.
Joshua 10 verse 12 to 14.
Joshua ori kewa ese kejila de ikenila.
The Bible said,
Bibeli wipe,
Joshua was busy fighting.
Joshua ombe onja ni ogun.
And the sun was about to set.
Be ni oru si fe wo.
So he spoke to the sun.
O wa so fun orun.
Sir,
iwo orun.
Stay there.
Duro je.
Moon,
iwo osupa.
Stay where you are.
Wa ni afonifoji nibi to wa yen.
Until I finish what I'm doing for my God.
Titi won o fi pari ise ti mo se fun Olorun mi.
And the sun obeyed him.
Be ni orun gbo ti e.
The moon obeyed him.
Osupa si gbo bakan na.
Last Friday,
ni ojo jimo to koja,
we were holding the Holy Ghost service in Abuja.
As I
was leaving my prayer room to go to the stadium,
the
cloud was black over the whole city.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni òjò ṣú dẹ̀dẹ̀ lórí gbogbo ìlú náà.
My wife looked at me, I looked at her.
Ìyàwó mi wò mí, mo sì wojú wọn bákan náà.
And we looked to God.
A sì wá jọ wojú Ọlọ́run.
This rain,
iwo ojo yi,
you have to obey God today.
O ni lati gboro si Olorun loni ni.
And it rained everywhere in the city.
Ojo na si wa ro ni gbogbo ilu yika.
And left the stadium alone.
Sugbon ko de papa isere ti a ti se ipade na.
There is still a God of wonders.
Olorun to sese iyanu si wa laaye bakan na.
He's going to perform wonders in the life of somebody here tonight.
The
spiritual controls the physical.
Ohun temi lo ma nse idari ohun ti ara.
In Judges chapter 15,
ninu iwe awon oba, iwe onidajo
15,
iwe onidajo ori 16:14,
verses 14 and 15.
Ese ikerinla ati 15.
Judges 15 verses 14 and 15.
Iwe onidajo ori 15 ese ikerinla ati 15.
Thank you, Father.
Baba seun.
The Lord said there's someone here.
Olorun so wi pe enikan be ni
that you said to him.
He was so fun wi pe
that if we will prosper you,
ti ohun o ba mu Oloro,
his kingdom will feel the impact.
Pe ise ise iranse re ijoba re yo si ri ipa re.
The Lord asked me to tell you.
Olorun ni kin so fun o,
it is a deal.
Pe ajose ni yi.
But if God says it's a deal, I warn you, don't forget your part when your prosperity comes.
Amen. Ti Olorun ba so wi pe eleyi je ajose laarin yin, o kan dandan fun o lati ma se gbagbe ileri ti iwo na ti se.
The Lord said there's someone here tonight.
Olorun ni pe enikan wa ni ni ale yi.
You have had so many bad dreams that you are now afraid to sleep.
O ti lawon orisirisi ala buburu to je pe nisisin eru wa ba o lati ma sun.
Lord asked me to tell you.
Olorun ni so fun o.
There be no more bad dreams.
Wi pe ohun yo fun o ni orun tutun.
Samson took the jawbone of an ass.
Samson ni mu pari ereke ketekete.
And with one jawbone of an ass, he killed 1,000 of his enemies.
Pelu pari ereke ketekete kan, o pa 1,000 eniyan.
Those that were not killed ran away.
Awon ti won si ku won fi ese fe.
From tonight onward,
láti àṣálẹ̀ yìí lọ.
Because of the open door to dominion that God is about to give you.
Nítorí ìṣílẹ̀kùn sí ìjọba tí Ọlọ́run fẹ́ fún ṣe ní alẹ́ yìí.
When the enemy see you coming, they will run in Jesus' name.
Nígbà tí àwọn ọ̀tá bá rí tó ń bọ̀, wọ́n á fi erégé lórúkọ Jésù.
In 1 Kings 17 verse 1.
Nínú ìwé àwọn ọba kínní, orí ìkẹtàdínlógún ẹsẹ̀ kínní.
1 Kings 17 verse 1.
Ìwé àwọn ọba kínní, orí ìkẹtàdínlógún ẹsẹ̀ kínní.
Elijah said.
Elijah wí pé.
I close the heavens.
Mo ti ilẹ̀kùn ọ̀run.
That there would be no rain until I ask for it.
Wí pé òjò ò ní rọ̀ títí màá fi sọ bẹ́ẹ̀ pé kó rọ̀.
And as soon as he spoke.
Ní kété tí ó sọ ọ̀rọ̀ yìí.
Because of his authority as a man of God.
Nítorí àṣẹ rẹ̀ gẹ́gẹ́ bí ènìyàn Ọlọ́run.
The heavens was closed.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ ni a ti ilẹ̀kùn ọ̀run.
Until he asked for rain again, he didn't fall.
Títí di ìgbà tí ó bèrè òjò padà rọ̀.
1982, I think.
Nínú ọdún 1982.
We had a congress at Abeokuta.
A ṣe ìpàdé àjọpọ̀ kan ní Abeokuta.
From, I think, Good Friday to Easter Monday.
Láti ọjọ́ Jímọ̀ rere títí di ọjọ́ Àjíǹde ọjọ́ Ajé.
As we were making the altar call on that Good Friday.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí a sì ṣe ń pe àwọn ènìyàn kí wọ́n wá fi ayé wọn fún Jésù ní ọjọ́ Àjíǹde yìí, ọjọ́ Jímọ̀ rere.
Suddenly the rain started.
Ní òjijì ni òjò bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní rọ̀.
And we lifted our eyes to the Almighty God.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ ni a sì gbé ojú wa sókè sí Ọlọ́run.
Told the rain to stop.
A ní kí òjò náà dúró dúró.
And instantly it stopped.
Ní kété náà ni ó dákẹ́.
And there was no rain on Friday.
Òjò rọ̀ lọ́jọ́ Jímọ̀.
No rain on Saturday.
Kò rọ̀ níjọ́ Sátidé.
No rain on Sunday.
Kò rọ̀ níjọ́ Sunday.
On Monday.
Ní ọjọ́ Ajé.
When we finished.
Nígbà tí a wá parí.
And we were about to go.
Tí a sì fẹ́ máa lọlé.
A son of Abeokuta came to us and said.
Ẹnìkan wá gbá wa wípé.
You are going now.
Ẹ ń lọ nísinsìnyí o.
Will you please release the rain?
Ǹjẹ́ ẹ jọ̀wọ́ ẹ jẹ́ kójò rọ̀ o.
And after we finished, the rain began.
Nígbà tí a sì parí, òjò bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní rọ̀.
Tonight.
Ní alẹ́ yìí.
All those forces against you.
Gbogbo àwọn agbára wọ̀nyí tí ó dojú ìjà kọ.
We shut the heavens against them.
A ti ilẹ̀kùn ọ̀run mọ́ wọn ní orúkọ Jésù.
In 2 Kings chapter 6.
Nínú ìwé àwọn ọba kejì, orí ìkẹfà.
Verse 18 to 20.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkejìdínlógún dé ẹsẹ̀ ogún.
2 Kings 6 verse 18 to 20.
Ìwé àwọn ọba orí kẹfà ẹsẹ̀ ìkejìdínlógún dé ẹsẹ̀ ogún.
Thank you, Father.
Ẹ ṣeun Olúwa.
The Lord said there's someone here.
Ọlọ́run sọ pé nìkan wà níhìn.
The story of your life has been up today, down tomorrow.
Ìtàn ìgbésí ayé rẹ jẹ́ òkè lẹ́ni gegele lẹ́ni àfonífojì lọ́la.
The Lord asked me to tell you.
Ọlọ́run ní sọ fún ọ.
From tonight onward.
Láti òní lọ.
You will have a new beginning.
Wà á ní ìbẹ̀rẹ̀ àkọ́tun.
In 2 Kings chapter 6.
Nínú ìwé àwọn ọba kejì orí kẹfà.
Verse 18 to 20.
Ẹsẹ̀ kejìdínlógún dé ẹsẹ̀ ogún.
A king sent an army to go and arrest one man.
Ọba kan wá rán àwọn ọmọ ogun pé kí wọ́n lọ mú ọkùnrin kan wá.
Odindi ogun.
Odindi ogun.
A whole army of a nation.
Odindi ogun orílẹ̀-èdè kan.
To go and arrest one man.
Wípé kí wọ́n lọ mú ẹni ẹyọ kan ṣoṣo wá.
Who had no guns, no bow and arrow, no sword.
Ẹni tí kò ní ọkọ̀ tàbí ọfà. Tàbí àdá.
All he had was God.
Ohun ẹnì kan ṣoṣo tó ní náà ni Ọlọ́run.
And when they got to him.
Nígbà tí wọ́n sì dé ọ̀dọ́ rẹ̀.
Instead of arresting him, he arrested them.
Ní dípò kí wọ́n mú òun ló wá mú gbogbo wọn.
I'm telling you, the spiritual controls the physical.
Mo ń sọ fún yín wípé ohun ti ẹ̀mí a máa ṣe olùdarí ohun ti ara tí a fojúrí.
In our first year on this camp.
Ní ọdún àkọ́kọ́ tí a dé orílẹ̀ ìpàgọ́ yìí.
Highway robbers were robbing every day.
Àwọn adigunjalè ojoojúmọ́ náà máa ń fi dá àwọn ènìyàn lọ́nà.
As a matter of fact, this camp is built on what used to be their headquarters.
Ní tòótọ́, ilẹ̀ ìpàgọ́ yìí ni wọ́n fi ń ṣe àtìpó tẹ́lẹ̀.
And when they stop a vehicle.
Nígbà tí wọ́n bá dá ọkọ̀ dúró.
The people there will run to the camp.
Àwọn ènìyàn tó wà ń bẹ̀ á sá wá sínú bí.
One day,
ni ojo kan,
they stop a vehicle.
One da oko kan duro.
The people ran to this camp.
Awon eniyan o be wa sa wa sibi.
And the police came.
Olopa si wa.
The people here didn't know that the police had come.
Awon ton wa ni iwon mo ko olopa ti de.
And the police laid in ambush.
Awon olopa wa sa pamo sinu igbo.
And those who came to the camp,
I want you to wa si ile pago,
came to call our people.
Won wa lati pe awon eniyan wa
to come and help them take their loads from the car.
Wo pe ki won wa ran awon eniyan won lowo lati wa bu ba won ko eru won.
So they followed them.
Won tele won.
When the police saw my people coming,
nigba ti awon olopa ri awon eniyan mi ton bo,
they thought they were the robbers.
Won ro pe ole ni won.
So their captain, their leader, gave instruction to those who were lying in ambush. To shoot. First time he said shoot. Nothing happened. Second time, I said fire. Nothing happened. Third time, I said fire. I said nothing happened. Their fingers froze. On the trigger. Every attack of the enemy that have been planned against you shall be frozen in Jesus'
name.
The physical controls, the spiritual controls, the physical.
Oh, tell me, I'm ashamed, Daddy,
but that's not all. The spiritual controls the material.
Oh,
First Kings chapter 17. Verse 8 to 16. First Kings 17, verse 8 to 16. Tells you the story of the widow of
Zarephath.
The man of God said to the woman,
"Eni Olorun na so fun wi pe,
feed me first.
Koko se unje temi na.
And then you can go and prepare for you and your son.
Leyin na o le wa pese fun omo re ati ara re.
He said, because thus saith the Lord.
Nitori pe bayi ni Olorun wi.
When a message, when the prophecy is coming through a true man of God, pay attention.
Ni igba ti asotele ba n bo wa. Don't jade lo lati enu ojise Olorun tooto e tetileko.
Thus saith the Lord.
Bayi ni Olorun wi.
He said, I can assure you, woman, the barrel will never be empty.
O wi pe mo fe mu da oloju wa arabirin pe ikoko ye fun re oni sofo.
Your cruise of oil will never fail.
Be ni kolobo ororo re na ko ni gbe.
I don't know who I'm talking to tonight.
No, man, it's Mombasa lale yi.
You will never beg for food for the rest of your life.
Oh, ni sagbe unje.
The spiritual controls the material.
Oh, temi lo nse apikawo ohun ti ara.
That's why when God says in Luke chapter 6:38,
edini yi ti Olorun fi so ninu iwe Luke ori kefa, ese ikejidinlogoji.
Give and you shall be given. Doesn't make sense at all. But that is the spiritual law. You give and you shall be given. I've told you the story of the little girl who came to me once. I had prayed. I needed a miracle badly.
Ni ojukoju.
And the disciples had a meeting.
Ben ni awon omo yin si se ipade lowo.
And I asked them to help me pray.
Mo ni ki won ba mi gba adura.
On Saturday.
Ni ojo Saturday.
That I needed a miracle.
Wi pe mo nilo ise iyanu.
I wanted to move to my house here at the camp.
Mo fe ko wa si le mi ni ogba yi.
But there was no money for windows, no money for doors.
Sugbon won olowo fun ilekun ati ferese.
I didn't tell them what I needed.
Mi o so fun won ti mo nilo.
If I told them I needed money for my door and my window, they would have contributed.
Tin ba so fun won pe owo ti mo fe fi ra lekun ati ferese ni won ba dawo jo.
But since I gave my life to Jesus,
sugbon lati igba ti mo ti fi aye mi fun Jesus,
since he called me,
ni ati igba to si ti pe mi,
I have made up my mind I will not be a beggar.
So
I just told them, brethren, pray for me, I need a miracle. And they prayed. Sunday morning, one little girl came to me. I said, Daddy, I have been saving this money so that one day I might be able to travel abroad. But this morning, God said I should go and give it to you. Little girl, she heard from God. I took the money from her reluctantly, and I prayed for her. When she left, I opened the envelope. Inside the envelope was 500
naira.
Which was a lot of money in those days. It took care of my windows and my doors. And I didn't see the girl for a while. One day I saw her coming to church. Dressed in beautiful new clothes. Hey, my girl, where have you been? He said, I went abroad. How? He said, the father of my friend came to my parents and said, please, we want to travel abroad. And our daughter says, she won't go unless her friend comes along. Will you please allow your daughter to come along with us? I don't know who God is speaking to tonight. From a direction that you do not expect, help will come to you. The spiritual controls the material.
Ohun temi lo nse idari ohun ti afojuri.
Not only that,
ise yen nikan,
the spiritual controls fruitfulness.
Ohun ti temi ohun na lo nse idari ibisi.
In 2 Samuel chapter 6,
ninu iwe Samuel ikeji ori ikefa.
2 Samuel chapter 6,
iwe Samuel ikeji ori ikefa.
Ah, thank you, Father.
Baba seun.
The Lord said, there's someone here. He said, I should just tell you that the violent shakings will soon be over.
The
Lord said, there's someone here. He said, I will breathe a new breath into your business. In 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 16 to 23, the Bible says, David was dancing before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. He was happy that the ark of the covenant of God was coming into his city. His wife looked through the window and saw the king dancing, and she despised him. When the king came home, she challenged him.
Ben, you do jija ko.
I said, look at you.
Pe wura re.
You call yourself a king.
O pera re loba.
Look at you dancing like an ordinary fellow.
Wo bo se njo bi eni alai lopolo.
And the king said,
Oba wa dan pe.
I was dancing for God.
Olorun ni mo njo fun.
It is the Almighty God who made me that I'm dancing for.
Olorun ti o da mi Olodumare ni mo njo fun.
It's the one who made me king that I'm praising.
Olo so mi doba o tori re ni mo fi yin.
The Bible said,
Bibele wa wi pe,
because of that,
nitori ohun ti iyawo re se yin,
because of what
Michal said.
Nítorí ohun tí obìnrin Michal yìí sọ.
She died barren.
Ó kú ní àgàn.
Just because her mouth got her into trouble.
Nítorí pé ẹnu rẹ̀ kó o sínú jọ̀gọ̀dì.
Any trouble you are in today.
Gbogbo ìyọnu kí ìyọnu tó wà nínú rẹ̀ ní alẹ́ yìí.
Because of your mouth.
Nítorí ahọ́n rẹ̀.
The Almighty God will take you out of it.
Ọlọ́run Olódùmarè á yọ ọ́ kúrò nínú rẹ̀.
And then in 2 Kings chapter 4.
Nínú ìwé àwọn ọba kejì orí kẹrin.
2 Kings chapter 4.
Ìwé àwọn ọba kejì orí kẹrin.
Verse 8 to 17.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹjọ dé ìkẹtàdínlógún.
You know the story very well.
Ẹ mọ ìtàn náà dáradára.
Elisha was going.
Elisha ń kọjá lọ.
And a woman saw him.
Obìnrin kan sì wá rí i.
This is a man of God.
Pé òjíṣẹ́ Ọlọ́run lè eléyìí.
Let him come and eat in my house.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí wọ́n wá jẹun nílé mi.
And the man of God said, no, I'm not hungry. Thank you.
Ènìyàn Ọlọ́run náà wá sọ pé àébì òkámi ẹ ṣe mò ń lọ.
She insisted.
Ṣùgbọ́n ó kàn án nípa fún wọn.
Until the man of God said, all right, let's go.
Títí òjíṣẹ́ Ọlọ́run náà fi sọ pé ó yá ẹ jẹ́ lọ.
The man of God ate.
Lẹ́yìn ìgbà tí ìjíṣẹ́ Ọlọ́run jẹun.
Enjoy the food.
Ó sì gbádùn oúnjẹ náà.
And kept coming back.
Ó tún padà wá sí i.
So the woman said, let's build a house for this man.
Obìnrin náà wá ní pé ẹjẹ́ akúkú kọ́ ilé kan fún òjíṣẹ́ Ọlọ́run yìí.
So that when he comes, it will not be just one meal. He can take breakfast, lunch and dinner.
Wípé tán bá wá kì í ṣe oúnjẹ ẹ̀kan ṣoṣo ni. Wọ́n lè jẹun tààrọ̀ ọ̀tọ̀sán àti talẹ́.
One day.
Ní ọjọ́ kan.
A man of God called the woman and said, what do you want?
Ònìyàn Ọlọ́run náà wá bèrè lọ́wọ́ obìnrin yìí pé kí ló fẹ́.
The woman said, I need nothing.
Pé n ò nílò ohunkóhun.
And then they discovered that the woman was barren.
Ṣùgbọ́n ó ṣe àwárí pé obìnrin náà ò bímọ.
He said, woman.
Ó wá sọ fún pé ìwọ arábìnrin.
I decree.
Mo pa á láṣẹ.
That 9 months from now.
Wípé lẹ́yìn oṣù mẹ́sàn-án.
You will have a baby boy.
Wà á ní ọmọbìnrin kan. Ọmọkùnrin.
The woman said.
Obìnrin náà wá wípé.
Thank you, Father.
Olúwa ẹ ṣeun.
It's a wonderful God.
Amen.
I said.
Mo wípé.
That the woman will have a baby boy.
Pé obìnrin náà á ní ọmọkùnrin kan.
The interpreter said a baby girl.
Ògbìfọ̀ wá sọ pé ọmọbìnrin.
The Lord asked me to tell someone here.
Ọlọ́run ní kí n sọ fún ẹnìkan níyìí.
Get ready for a set of twins.
Pé kí ẹ gbáradì fún ìbejì.
One boy and one girl.
Ọ̀kan obìnrin, ọ̀kan ọkùnrin.
Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So the woman said to the man of God.
Obìnrin náà wá sọ fún òjíṣẹ́ Ọlọ́run.
So please don't deceive me.
Jọ̀wọ́ má ṣe purọ́ fún mi.
I'm too old for that.
Mo ti dàgbà ju ẹni tẹ́ ń tàn lọ.
I've waited long enough.
Mo ti dúró tó.
God didn't answer.
Ọlọ́run ò ṣe.
And I'm satisfied.
Inú ò sì bí mi.
Man of God said, I have spoken.
Òjíṣẹ́ Ọlọ́run ní pé mo ti sọ ná.
And it's going to come to pass.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ ni yóò sì rí.
I say tonight.
Mo ń sọ ní alẹ́ yìí.
By the authority of the one who called me.
Nípa àṣẹ ẹni náà tó rán mi níṣẹ́.
All those who are trusting God for the fruit of the womb.
Gbogbo ẹ̀yin náà tí ẹ̀ ń wojú Ọlọ́run fún ìbísí.
God will remember you this month.
Ọlọ́run yóò rántí yín ní oṣù yìí.
The spiritual controls progress.
Ohun tẹ̀mí olo máa ń ṣe ìdákáwọ́ ìlọsíwájú.
Psalm 75.
Ìwé orin Dáfídì orí 85.
Psalm 75.
Orin Dáfídì orí 85.
From verse 6 to 7.
Láti ẹsẹ̀ kẹfà dé ìkeje.
Jesus, promotion doesn't come from the east or west.
Ó sọ fún wa wípé ìgbéga kò wá láti ìlà oòrùn tàbí ìwọ oòrùn tàbí láti gúúsù.
God is the promoter.
Ọlọ́run ni ẹni náà ti ń gbé ní ga.
It's God who promotes, not man.
Ọlọ́run ló ń gbé ní ga, kìí ṣe ènìyàn.
If man promotes you, man will bring you down.
Tí ènìyàn bá gbé ọ lékè, á tún rẹ̀ ọ wálẹ̀.
If God promotes you, your promotion will be permanent.
Tí Ọlọ́run bá gbé ọ ga, ìgbéga rẹ̀ á jẹ́ bántálẹ̀.
You remember the story in Genesis chapter 48.
eranti itan ti wa ninu iwe Genesis ori kejidini adota
verse 17 to 20
ese iketa dilogun de ese ogun
Genesis 48:17-20
iwe David ori iwe Genesis ori kejidini adota ese iketa dilogun de ese ogun.
When Joseph brought his two sons to his father to be prayed for.
Nigbati Joseph mu awon omo re mejeji wa fun si odo baba re kan gbadura fun won.
Manasseh the firstborn.
Manasseh eni akoko.
Ephraim the secondborn.
Ati Ephraim ikeji.
And the father crossed his hand.
Baba won si wa da owo re po.
And placed the right hand on the head of the secondborn.
O wa gbe owo otun lori abikeyin.
And the left hand on the firstborn.
Ati owo si re lori akobi.
And bless them.
Ozi bukun fun won.
Transfer the blessing that should go to the firstborn to the secondborn.
O wa ibukun to ye ko lo sori akobi o mu lo si ori abikeyin.
Within a short period of time.
Laarin akoko ranpe.
The younger brother has become 10 times greater than his elder brother.
Ephraim ti sanju egbon re Manasseh lo ni iloko mewa.
Don't joke with the blessing of your father.
Jowo ma se fi ibukun baba re dapara.
That's why you should take care of your parents.
Idi ni ti o fi ni lati se itoju awon obi re.
When they bless you, you are blessed.
Nigba ton ba bukun fun o wa je alabukun fun.
I've told you before.
Mo ti so fun yin ri.
I am what I am today.
Mo je bi mo se je loni.
By the grace of God.
Nipa ore ofe Olorun.
And by the blessing of my mother.
Ati ibukun mama mi.
She would always say, when I was very little,
one must fi igba gbogbo so fun mi nigba ti mo wa ni ewe.
Anytime I did something that made her happy,
nigba ki gba ti mo ba se ohun to mu ori won wu,
she would say,
won so pe,
you this boy,
iwo mo mi,
you will call one person,
wa pe eyan kan,
200 will answer,
igba ni o da Olorun.
I didn't know what she meant.
No mo ohun ti eleyi tumo
si. I didn't know the meaning.
No mo itumo re.
But today, if I stand here and I don't mention any name and I turn in this direction and I say, Pastor, come, about 4,000 of them will come running. I decree to all of you who are my spiritual children, you will call one fellow, 1,000 will answer. The spiritual controls progress. I've told you the story of one of my sons who is a tailor. When I became general overseer,
nigba ti mo di alabojo to ijo yi,
we were all very poor.
Gbogbo wa ni a o niga.
I was probably the richest of them all.
Emi lo dabi pe mo loro ju ninu won.
And I was a very poor man.
Ni laarin awon afoju oloju kan loba.
He came to me and said,
o wa ba mi o wi pe,
daddy, I have no money.
Pe baba ejo ohun olowo.
I would love to do things for you, but I have no money.
Mo afẹ lati se nkan fun yin ṣugbọn won olowo.
But I'm a good tailor.
Ṣugbọn aṣọ ni mo ran.
You buy the cloth.
E ṣa ti ra awọn aṣọ yen.
I will sew it.
Ma ran lọfẹ.
Free of charge.
Lọfẹ lai gbowo.
I don't have the money to buy the cloth.
Mo olowo ti ma fi ra aṣọ na.
If you buy the cloth,
to e ba ra aṣọ,
I will sew it.
Ma ran.
And I said to him,
mo wa so fun,
I said, one day,
pe ni ojo kan,
you will take your money to the bank.
Wa mu owo re lo si ile ifowopamo si.
The bank manager will say, what kind of job do you say you are doing?
Wa wa bere lowo re pe ise kilo lo nse gan.
He said, amen.
O wa so ami.
I'm not sure whether he believed me or not.
Ko ye mi boyo gba mi gbo tabi be ko.
But he reminded me about 7 years ago.
Ṣugbọn o ran mi leti oro na ni nkan bi odun meje seyin.
He said, daddy, did you remember one prayer you prayed for me?
O wa so mi pe baba je ran ti adura kan ti e gba fun mi.
I said, which one?
mo wa bere pe ewo ni nbe.
And then he reminded me.
Go wa ran mi leti.
I say yes, now I remember.
Mo wa ni nisisiyi mo ranti.
Why are you reminding me?
E se to fin ran mi leti re.
He said because I'm coming from the bank.
Wi pe tori pe ile ifowopamo si ni mo ti nbo.
I went to deposit my income.
Mo wa lo fowopamo si be.
And the manager said,
manager oga be wa nbere lowo mi,
what job do you say you are doing?
Ise kilo lo se gan.
Somebody here tonight,
enikan ni,
in the name that's above every other name,
ni oruko to ju gbogbo oruko lo,
as you continue to serve the Lord,
bi o se nsin Olorun,
one day
ni ojo kan,
when you take your money to the bank,
ni igba to ba gbowo re lo sile ipopo,
they will close to other customers for 3 days.
Wow, if I were you, I would say amen loud and clear.
If I were you, I would say amen loud and clear.
To ba se mi ni won ni ma sa mi daada.
So the spiritual controls the physical.
Ohun temi lo nse akoso ohun titara.
The spiritual controls the material.
Ohun temi lo nse akoso ohun ti afojuri.
Ohun ini.
Ohun ini.
The spiritual controls fruitfulness.
Ohun temi lo nse akoso ibisi.
The spiritual controls progress.
Be ni ohun temi lo nse akoso ilosiwaju.
But it doesn't end there.
Ṣugbọn ko pare si be.
The spiritually good controls the spiritually evil.
Ohun ti temi to dara o tun se akoso ati oludari ohun ti temi buburu.
The positive controls the negative.
Ohun rere a ma se akoso ohun buburu.
Light controls darkness.
Imole lo se akoso okunkun.
In John chapter 1,
ninu iwe Johanu ori kini,
verses 4 and 5,
ese ikerin ati ikarun.
John chapter 1 verses 4 and 5.
Johanu ori kini ese ikerin ati ikarun.
The Bible says,
Bibeli wi pe,
in Jesus Christ,
ninu Jesu Christi,
was life,
ni imole,
life,
iye,
and the life was the light of men,
iye na si ni imole araye.
He said the light shines into darkness,
wi pe imole na si imole ninu okunkun,
and darkness cannot overcome it,
okunkun ko si le bori re.
Every force of darkness in your home,
gbogbo agbara okunkun ninu ile re,
will be chased out by the time you get home in Jesus.
Gbogbo won ni a o le jade nigba to ba fi ma dele.
In Mark chapter 5,
ninu iwe Mark ori karun,
verse 1 to 20,
ese ikini de ese ogun.
Mark 5 verse 1 to 20,
iwe Mark ori karun ese ikini de ese ogun.
Thank you, Lord.
Baba Sheu.
The Lord said there's someone here tonight.
Olorun so pe nikan be ni ni ale yi.
He said the help you are expecting,
ipe ohun ti o nreti,
iranlowo ti o nreti,
iranlowo ti o nreti,
will come just in time.
Yo de si akoko ti o ye.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Daddy says,
daddy we pe,
there is someone here tonight.
And he come Benny ni ale yi.
He said your forthcoming miracle,
oh, ise iyanu re tun bo yi,
will positively affect millions of people.
Yo si ni pa to se gbogi dara dara lori oko oro oke imoye eniyan.
Hallelujah. Mark chapter 5.
We Mark ori karun.
Verse 1 to 20.
Ese kini de ese ogun.
Tells us the story of the madman of Gadara.
O so fun wa nipa ti arakunrin ti o siwere ni ile Gadara.
You know, that man who was so mad that madmen would see him coming and they would run.
Eni to je pe ori re daru debi pe ti awon were miran ba ri won ferege.
Because of the demons in him.
Nitori awon emi okunkun ti nbe ni inu re.
He had supernatural strength.
Omi agbara ti o koja ala.
They will bind him with fetters of iron and he will just tear them asunder.
Won fi seke seke iwon de won si ja bi eni je okun.
The evil forces in him controlled his physical strength to such an extent that handcuffs were nothing. He would just break it in two.
Àwọn ẹ̀mí òkùnkùn agbára òkùnkùn tó ń bẹ nínú rẹ̀ ń ṣe ìdarí ayé rẹ̀ tó bẹ́ẹ̀ gẹ̀ tó jẹ́ pé gbogbo ẹ̀gbà ọwọ́ tán bá fi dé ni a máa já.
They were controlling him so badly that he was living
in the tomb among the dead.
Won che dari re de bi pe igboji awon oku lo nge.
But one day,
sugbon ni ojo kan,
the light came.
Imole wa.
Jesus was passing by.
Jesus Christ in koja.
And with one word,
oro kan soso,
he set the captive free.
Ni o si fi tu on de sile.
Every one of you in bondage tonight.
Eni keni ni ti o wa ninu igbekun.
No matter how long you have been in bondage.
Ko ni fi se bi o ti wu ke wa ninu igbekun yi.
You are free in Jesus name.
And the Lord sent his word to heal them and deliver them from their destruction. Thank you for listening to today's message from Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. We believe you've been blessed. If you need this message on audio CD, please contact us on our USA address, 4307 Highway 90A, Stafford, Texas 77477, or call 281-936-1825. Or visit our Nigeria office, 129 Redemption Way, Ebutimeta, Lagos, Nigeria. Or call 0708-756-9132 or 281-936-1825. Remember, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever.